comes around and you guys have the injuries that you do at the cornerback, kind of what was going through your mind there? Did you think you learned anything off both your safeties with what you have to do?
Well, obviously, you don't ever want to have what happened to us, you know, during the course of the game, you know, the most critical time in the game. And you're having to move a bunch of people around, really play positions that they haven't practiced that week. But one of the good things about our group is the experience we have, especially at the safety position, enabled us to, you know, work our way through the fourth quarter. You know, Morgan Burnett's ability to go out and play the star position and Micah Hyde moving out to corner. And both those guys had a little work there, you know, way back, all right, when we talked about trying to get guys ready at multiple positions. Kendrell Bryce had to go at the dime or the whip position, and then Marwin Evans had to go in at the safety position. So we had a lot of guys that were playing places we hadn't anticipated them playing. I'll say this, that they did a very good job, all right, in the heat of the game, you know, in the 2-minute drill there, you know, and Micah made the big interception. So I really liked the way we played in the second half, other than, you know, the last play, the Hail Mary play, you know, that we didn't get made. So up until that point in time, you know, they only kicked the field goal, and we'd started the third quarter the way we started the game.
You guys say they practice playing all sorts of positions, but truly, how much is Micah playing outside corner throughout the season and in practice, or Morgan lining up as a slot corner?
Yeah, you practice that some, but you hope it doesn't come to that, obviously. But, you know, in this league, the way injuries go, and sometimes they all come in one area, which they did Sunday. You know, here we are playing for the championship, and we have three guys hurt at one position, and you just run out of people. So you can't stop the game right then. You guys have got to go out there and line up, and the experience that we have with guys like Micah and Morgan, because, you know, Morgan played the week before the majority of the plays at the linebacker position. So those guys, they're smart guys. They've been around. They understand the scheme. They've got good versatility, and that really came in handy at a critical time.
How much different does their offense look run game-wise now they've kind of gone with Perkins the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think I look at their offense, and their offense is different now than when we played them, you know, the first time. You know, I think they're running the ball more. You know, they've got Jennings back. You know, he didn't have him here in the first game. And I think Perkins gives them a little bit different style runner. Looks like they've made a little bit more of a commitment, you know, to running the ball. They're mixing the run and pass, you know, the play action. They've got, obviously, when you've got a guy like Beckham, you know, on the outside and his ability to make the big play. And, you know, they spread the ball around. You know, Shepard, you know, is a good young receiver, you know, that can really run. Cruz is an experienced guy. Ty's got a number of receptions. I think he's number three or four, you know, in terms of receptions. So I think that they're a more versatile offense now in terms of their ability to run the ball, play action, or try to get the ball into Beckham's hand and let him try to make the big play.
Hey, Dom, you've been through just about everything in this league, I think. How hard is it as a head coach to sit in that chair and handle everything you have to handle when you're 4-6 and your team has lost 4 in a row and things seem like they're all going against you?
Well, to me, that's a lot of times you do your best coaching job during those times of adversity because, your message to the team, you know, how consistent it is, that you don't waver in terms of your vision, you know, what the team's capable of doing, all those things. And, you know, I think Mike's done an outstanding job. I think, you know, what we've been able to do speaks for what Mike has done, you know, with his team. You have to have the right kind of guys, and, you know, we've got the right kind of guys. I don't think there was anybody that ever questioned, you know, our ability to get things back on the right track. And every team's going to go through a few bumps in the road, you know, during the course of the season. So it's a long season. There's ups and downs. And as we know, any team's capable of beating another team in this league. So the league is to where, you know, 2, 3, 4 plays in any game, all right, just really determine the outcome of the game. But, I think that, that's – our guys never wavered. You know, I mean, we just stayed the course and kept lining up, and hopefully now that gives us a chance to go do what we want to do, and that's, you know, try to find a way to win a game here Sunday against a good Giants team.
What did you guys do so well against the receivers last game? I think they were 7 out of 21 thrown to their wideouts.
Well, I thought that Gunter, Rollins did a nice job. We were able to play well on first and second down. You know, we had a number of third and longs in that game. I think 7 or 8 were third and 10 or 10 plus. And, you know, when you can get people in those situations, you're normally going to be pretty good on third down. So, obviously, when you look at the Giants, you're really concerned about their big playability. You know, with Beckham, I think he's, with the ball in his hands, he's as good as there is in the league in terms of his ability to change direction, his explosiveness, all those things. And, you know, Eli's been doing it for a long time. Obviously won a lot of games, won a lot of big games. He's going to do a lot at the line of scrimmage. You know, he's going to call the game off of your defensive look, so you have to do a good job of disguising what you're doing because he's going to put them in what they want to be in, you know, in certain situations. And so that, when you have a veteran quarterback like that that tries to get him in and out of the best plays against what's your looks, and he's really good. You know, he's one of the best at doing that.
Game plans against Eli in the regular season. You've designed him in the postseason. What makes Eli so good this time of year?
Well, I think his experience. You know, he's been in big games. I mean, I think when you get to the playoffs, you know, the number of guys that you've had that have been in the playoff games, it's a little different. It's hard sometimes for rookies because they don't understand, okay, they haven't been through it before. But Eli's been through it a lot. You know, he's won 2 Super Bowls and won a lot of big games in the playoffs. And that's what my hopes are. Is we've got a number of guys that have been in big games in the playoffs that I hope our veterans, okay, are sending the right message to all the young guys that will be on the field on Sunday.
Don, you go into the season thinking your 1, 2, 3 at corner are going to be Sam, Demaryius, and Quentin. I'm always reluctant to use the word surprise because I know you coaches don't like to say that you were surprised by a guy, but for Gunter to do what he's done this season when he was expected to be in that kind of a role, how impressed have you been with him, and has he caught you a little bit by surprise at this
point? You know, Jason, it really hasn't, just because of his demeanor. You know, I've liked Gunter's demeanor from the very first time he came in. You know, I mean, doesn't say a whole lot. You know, he's a quiet guy, but he's all business. And he competes. He really competes on the practice field. And to me, that's a quality at that position. You know, you've got to compete every down because you know that you can do your job, all right, you know, 57, 58 plays out of 60, and there's 2 or 3 plays. That's the ones that everybody remembers at that position. So, but, he's the experience has really helped him. He's gotten better as the season's gone on. And we've had to put the hat on him a few times, and he's responded. You know, I mean, there are a few bumps in the road there, but he's a lot better football player now than he was at the beginning of the season. And
have you seen young corners? Because he did have a few games that were tough, obviously. Have you seen, in your experience, a young corner who maybe couldn't recover from that at that point in his career? And does that say something about his resiliency too?
Yeah, I think the mental and psychological approach of those guys is just as important as their physical ability. You know, you can't let a bad play here or there, okay, influence the next play. You know, I mean, you've got to be able to put that behind you and forget about it and move on and still be able to go out there and play with confidence and challenge people. And I think he's done that.